Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 40 degrees here in Sanford, Maine on this marvelous Monday morning, making the broadcast at the 6:47 a.m. hour and thrilled about the day that God blessed us with on yesterday. My, what a powerful day we had all day. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, preached from the great book of Jude all day long. And we're very grateful to the Lord for how he blessed and helped and encouraged us along the way. We give God the glory for what he continues to do here in our midst with many people recently being saved and lives being transformed and Sunday school being full. It's to the Lord that we give all glory today. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we continue to go on for Christ, marching on for him, standing for truth, earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. That was the theme all day long on yesterday, and it's so joyous to be a part of what God is doing. Today we're busy. I am working on our home here and building cabinets and building doors and so much to do. It's so thrilling to be able to be a part of building a new project and excited about that, and then praying toward what God would have for us to do at the church, building on and renovating our current facilities, and just believing God that he would help us and guide us and direct us. And thank you for your prayers. And if you have a copy of the scriptures today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16 and verse number 20, where the Bible says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good." And now just think with me of how many matters that each of us have on a daily basis. And then transfer that to a weekly basis and into a monthly basis and to a yearly basis. There's just an innumerable amount of matters, situations in life, different issues in life that we have every single day. And the Bible says he, that individual that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. There's not a person listening today that doesn't want to find good. We don't want it to be evil. We want it to be good. And so the scripture clearly is teaching us that we must handle these matters that we have in life wisely. We must handle them not with the folly of the world, not with the foolishness of the world, but with the wisdom of God. Not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of God that only he can give. And when we handle these matters wisely, we shall find good. And then the Bible says at the end of this great proverb, "And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Here we have now a biblical definition to happiness. And the person that is happy is the person who is trusting in the Lord. Now, many of us that are listening to this broadcast today have trusted in the Lord for salvation. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ Jesus is our Savior. And yes, that makes us happy. But not only in salvation should we be trusting in the Lord, but we must be trusting in the Lord for the service, everyday service, everyday living, our jobs, the way we carry ourselves in this life, trusting the Lord. That's just not a phrase that preaches good. That's a phrase that lives out good. We must be trusting in the Lord. And I've mentioned this almost every day during this great pandemic that our world is in, that we should be trusting the Lord. Do you know that there's organizations in our country and even in our area that are looking to worldly people for advice? We need to be trusting in the Lord. What does the Lord have to say about how we are to carry on life? How are we to control ourselves and model ourselves in front of people, other people that are watching us? We're to be showing them that the Lord is faithful. He is able to take care of us. Yes, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And so we must be trusting in him. But whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. I hope that you're experiencing this in your life, that you're handling matters wisely, and that you're trusting in the Lord and experiencing the good joy of the Lord that only he can give. I pray that you're doing this, and may God grant it in each of our lives. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.